Scriptural reasoning is really very simple. We get together small groups of people who are Jews, Christians and Muslims, might be six people, might be nine people, that sort of level. And we sit them around a table with extracts from their respective sacred texts, their scriptures. So we'll have Christians there with texts from the Bible, Jews there with texts from the Hebrew Bible, Muslims there with texts from the Quran. Short extracts, might be just a paragraph, might be just a couple of verses. And then we discuss those texts together, one by one. So we'll pick a text to start with, and the group will discuss that over a period of time. Sometimes it can be quite a short time, half an hour. Sometimes we have groups where we'll be discussing one short text for 2 hours. But then we move on to another text and try to make sure that over the life of that group, we look at texts from each tradition together.
One of the very basic images of what goes on in scriptural reasoning is that we are involved in mutual hospitality, that we host each other around our scriptures.
If you take the metaphor of hosting, there's a certain sense of make yourself at home. You'd be invited to give your own reading of the other person's text and say, you know, when I read this passage, this verse, these words, my sense of what it calls to mind for me would be such and such. And so you're not simply hearing what the other person has to say, but you're being invited to also give your commentary and your sense of how you might read these texts before you on the table.
It builds bridges between different faiths. It breaks the ice between different faiths. And it gives you a more of a constructive idea about what each person believes in. To me, scriptural reasoning is understanding a bit about others and a lot about yourself.
Scriptural reasoning started as an academic process, with academic scholars getting together and learning about how they read the texts. But it turns out that it's a process that can work for very different audiences as well. All it needs is people who've got some familiarity with reading these texts in a way that makes a difference to their lives. So if you've got members of the Jewish tradition, Christian tradition, Islamic tradition, who have some familiarity with the scriptural texts in front of them. They're not experts, not people who've got huge amounts of training, but nevertheless a familiarity in reading those texts in such a way as to make a difference to their lives. That's all you need. You put those people together and they learn from each other how they read those texts.
You don't need to have a degree or be a rabbi or an imam. You can do scriptural reasoning just with yourself and your enthusiasm for interpreting your religious scriptures.
You need a room in which to meet, and it needs ideally to be a non-threatening room, a friendly room, a hospitable room. You need some chairs to sit in. You've got to be fairly comfortable. And people, I mean, we normally have three religious traditions, Jews, Christians and Muslims, but you can do it in other combinations as well. You need to have some texts chosen to work with, and you need everyone to have copies of all of the texts. And you need time. You need quite a lot of time that you can spend together without other pressures, without interruptions, without other things going on, so that you can really concentrate on the texts and on each other.
So you might have someone first read the text out loud so that everyone can hear it and absorb it, you know, through their ears. Then somebody else would give a brief introduction to the text. Where does this occur in a certain narrative? Who is speaking in the text? What is basically going on in the background so that when the group comes together to discuss it, they can have a bit of a starting point. Then the facilitator might encourage people to look at the text and to say, what is it about this text that surprises you or puzzles you or upsets you or makes you angry? You know, any sort of element of the text that you react to, then can be a starting point for the discussion.
First thing is, stick to the text in front of you. The purpose of this is to read those texts together. The second thing is, you're not there to evangelize for your own tradition. That's something you can do elsewhere. In this context, you're learning to understand each other better. The third is, you're not there as an official representative of your tradition. You're there as an individual Christian, Muslim, or Jew. And the fourth one is that you need to have an attitude of respect, be willing to listen to the other people and learn from them, as well as hoping they'll learn from you.
Scriptural reasoning at its best gets you deeper into your own texts, because when other people engage with them and ask you searching questions, you start reading them in new ways. It also gets you deeper into the texts of the others that you're engaging with. And also, it gets you deeper into the common good. You know, in other words, you realise that God is concerned about the whole world, not just about Jews, Christians and Muslims, and so therefore you should be responsible together towards the shared world.
It's not a process designed to lead to consensus. It's not a process that's meant to make all the people around the table agree about things, about the topic that these texts are talking about. It's not meant to make them agree about the truth of each other's religious traditions. It's not designed to lead to agreement. It's not designed to produce any kind of authoritative teaching. It's not a group that's going to make statements about something on the basis of their study together to the outside world. It's there to help the people around this table learn more about each other and more about their texts.
Having a face-to-face contact with other people and actually interacting with other people not only binds you in friendship, but helps you build bridges with other people and other faiths. And I think that provides us a personal connection that you can't get through books, you can't get through internet.
As you engage with people of other traditions, our experience has been that quite frequently what happens is that hospitality turns into friendship, and that you find yourself having friendships with people with whom on many issues you differ deeply. And that is an astonishing thing, and I think the exploration of risky friendships, having risky friendships across the boundaries, the many divisions that there are in our world, is one of the most important things for healing these divisions. I think that wherever Jews, Christians, Muslims, and now other traditions as well, read their scriptures separately, in our plural societies, it's going to be deeply worthwhile for them also occasionally to read them together. And out of that, it seems to me, should come both mutual hospitality with friendship, but also a wisdom for how to live in our contemporary world.
There are two main ways that you can get involved in scriptural reasoning. One is through the website, scripturalreasoning.org, where there's a lot of information about the process. There are also contact details for getting in touch with us. There are resource packs and information about how to set up groups. There's everything that you might need to begin the process. You can also get in touch with us directly at the Cambridge Interfaith Programme. We are very used to helping groups set up all around the country, all around the world, in fact, and we've got a lot of experience in working with people, all sorts of different contexts, from academic contexts to civic contexts to church, mosque and synagogue context to schools, helping them set up groups and begin the process of running scriptural reasoning.